Kenya has announced the winner of the disputed rerun of its presidential elections. And the result was not a surprise, because the opposition leader boycotted the vote. So President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner by a landslide, NPR's Ader Peralta reports.
About 10% of Kenyans did not get the opportunity to vote. There were so many threats and so much violence that some polls just never opened. Before announcing results, Wafula Chebukati, the country's top elections official, began by wondering why it is that every Kenyan election ends in acrimony and violence. He says he believes in Kenyan democracy, but at the same time, Kenyans have to begin answering some tough questions.
Democracy is about hope. It's about a future that is greater than the present. It's about creating an environment and institutions that inspire a Kenyan dream. It's about knowing without a shadow of doubt that they are part of the Kenyan story.
But then the man who just 2 weeks ago declared he could not run a fair election because of political interference moves on. He declares that Uhuru Kenyatta garnered 98% of the vote and that he is satisfied with the legitimacy of this election. President Kenyatta takes the stage. He says this election had to move on as quickly as it did to abide by the Constitution. And then he offers the opposition a way forward. If they want to challenge this election in the Supreme Court and seek another rerun, they should.
And as I have demonstrated repeatedly, I will submit to this constitutional path, no matter its outcomes.
The president then asks Kenyans to keep the peace. But across the country, protests break out. And in Nairobi's biggest slum, Kenyans walking home from work are welcomed by riot police. Marilyn Okach, who sells fish at the market, was terrified.
Because, see, we went to job. I'm a businesswoman. We're just seeing people running.
So she ran, too, across a police line and into her house, not knowing what comes next. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.